Yesterday, the Alaska National Guard officially dedicated a giant helicopter hangar in Kotzebue to the country's first Inupiaq two-star general. Major General John W. Schaefer, Jr. was head of Alaska's National Guard when the Exxon Valdez spill happened, and Schaefer played a critical role in the state's response. But before that, he was instrumental in fighting for the people of the Northwest Arctic at a pivotal time. Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports.
Well, welcome back to KOTZ in Kotzebue. And what's on the agenda for today?
Well, it's a full agenda.
Amid all the hubbub in Kotzebue, Governor Bill Walker stopped to chat with radio host Johnson Green about the day's big affair.
The main event is a dedication to John Schaefer.
The National Guard is naming a building after Schaefer. It's an enormous aviation hangar a little ways out of town that houses two huge helicopters owned by the Coast Guard, which is expanding its presence in the Arctic. And dedicating a building can seem like kind of a small thing, but that is just not the case here in Kotzebue.
Let's look to God.
Willie Goodwin reads an invocation in Inupiaq to more than 200 people, elders and Schaefer family members filling every available seat, with military personnel and dignitaries lining the walls. Ahead of speeches, the Northern Lights dancers drum just a few feet away from where Major General Schaefer sits beside an enormous orange helicopter. Schaefer is in declining health and isn't able to speak. As leaders from across the region and the state give remarks, it's as much to the dozens of Schaefer family members as to the man himself. Reggie Jewell is a former legislator and recently stepped down as mayor of the Northwest Arctic Borough. He drew tears from the crowd, recounting Schaefer's legacy.
As a young person coming into this, there was one thing I recognized, that I was walking in the shadow of giants. And John is definitely a giant.
Though the dedication nominally focuses on Schaefer's military career, the day overall is a deep dive into how critical a part he played building the Alaska of today, particularly in rural regions. Many of the economic, cultural, and governmental institutions that impact people's day-to-day lives started in John and Martha Schaefer's home during the 60s. And Jewell says that was happening at a crucial time in the formation of a political Alaska Native identity.
Some of the things that happened was we begin to see the good of being an Inupiaq person, that we had worth, that we were equal to all others, that we could walk alongside of them, not in front or in back.
Schaefer was a leader as a hard political battle was being fought in advance of the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. And one of that effort's architects, Willie Hensley, says his nephew John stepped up at a time when decades of oppressive policies had put Inupiaq cultural and political power under serious threat. Hensley drafted Schaefer into the political fight while they were still in their 20s, resulting, he says, in Inupiaq values becoming the starting point for organizations like NANA, the school district, and the Northwest Arctic Borough.
We worked hand in glove on what we call Inupiaq Ilitqset, that is, using our traditional values as the foundation, you know, of not only our individual lives, but the reason for our institutions that we worked with.
The rural character of Alaska's enduring institutions doesn't end in the bush. Adjutant General Lori Hummel now leads the Alaska National Guard, just as Schaefer did, and she says this dedication is about recognizing the values from rural Alaska baked into the Guard.
We are proud of his heritage, and we're proud of our heritage, because the Alaska National Guard's roots come from the Territorial Guard. And the Alaska Territorial Guard was rural-based, it was community-based, it was the ultimate force of citizen soldiers.
Many of the Inupiaq values Schaefer brought to bear on the Guard relate to family and community, and that legacy is clear in the dozens of family members gathered at the hangar and the potluck afterwards, including Mary Schaefer, John's wife of nearly 57 years.
We were both born and raised here in Kotzebue. We had our fun times in high school and then got back together after high school.
The couple's early years were at a time when the wives of guardsmen helped carry out essential duties, and Mary recalls carrying her young babies in a sled to Kotzebue's old armory to make radio calls. Likewise, the Schaefer's role in ANCSA was a family affair.
A lot of the work that was done in my kitchen, pretty much.
John's health has worsened in the last few weeks since a bout of pneumonia and a series of small strokes. But Mary Schaefer says she's grateful he's alive to see his legacy honored.
Because most of the time when dedications or things are named, it's usually after a person passes. And I think John understood what was happening today because he opened his eyes and perked up a couple of times when he heard the national anthem. I'm thankful that you know, he was able to at least attend the dedication, and thank everybody for showing up.
With the doors open, the hangar looks out over Kotzebue, the sea, and the lands all around. In Kotzebue, I'm Zachariah Hughes.